This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Keenan Allen is going to team up with DJ Moore over there. This is an incredibly interesting duo. We've got DJ Moore in the prime of his career. Obviously, Keenan Allen sort of on the sunset of his career, but still put together a great season there in 2023. Matt, this is a guy in Keenan Allen that played about 60% of his snaps in the slot. DJ Moore, I think, can kind of move inside, outside. So if we're talking 60-40 inside, outside for Keenan Allen and 40-60 inside, outside for DJ Moore, again, this is, I think, two movable guys that end up being pretty interesting.
I love the way this duo sets up for the Chicago Bears. I think this is a great pairing. Mm-hmm. I think this is, you know... I'd have to go back and think about it, but I can't really remember a receiver duo that was this good that like a rookie quarterback is finding himself paired with.
That's a good point.
I can't think of any in recent history. Maybe we can go back and think about it. But again, like rookie quarterback, first round quarterback getting dropped into this situation, it's pretty good. Now we know the Bears are in this situation not because they stink. The Bears actually are playing good football by the end of the season, especially on defense. They're in this position because the Carolina Panthers are a running operating joke. So that's why they find themselves in the first overall pick to get Caleb Williams to begin with. So part of this. And by the way, we're talking about DJ Moore. He's here because of what I just said about the Carolina Panthers too. But I love the way this receiver room, this receiver duo specifically sets up for the Chicago Bears because of what we're talking about with Keenan Allen during the Chargers part of this year. Like Keenan Allen is still a very, very, very good wide receiver, but he is a kind of specific application player at this point. Like I mentioned, in his reception perception sample, he was in the slot or backfield on over 63% of his snaps, as kind of backfield is like a pre-snap motion type of option. You want to keep him off the line of scrimmage. He was lined up behind the line on a career high 72.5% of his sampled snaps in RP. And like I mentioned, 61.4% of his routes were dig, curl, slant, screen, flat, short, intermediate routes, those layup routes. I think the term, we throw quarterback friendly around for receivers and pass catchers at times. Like Keenan Allen probably is the epitome, the peak of the quarterback friendly archetype. So that's great for Caleb Williams and all that. But again, all this like receiver stuff specific with Keenan Allen, I think DJ Moore is one of these guys that you could line him up at all three positions. Mm-hmm. Like he can be a vertical X receiver and he can separate. He can be a flanker. You move him around to different positions. He can line up in the slot and kind of be used on some of these quick hitting routes. But yeah, I mean, look, Mike Williams is a good player. He's a good X receiver. He was in the prime of his career for sure. But even with Keenan Allen, there was nobody in LA when he's been putting up all these stats that has really been a true man coverage beater on the outside, a vertical right. separator like a DJ Moore can be at that X receiver position. So the way these two guys can work off of each other, like that gives you a, okay, the high-low concept, like DJ Moore's your high read, and if that's not there, then you get it to Keenan Allen because he's going to be open, right? Like he's going to be there. So yeah. I think that just creates such a good environment, not just for the quarterback, but also for these two receivers to work off of each other, specifically how you can get the best out of what Keenan Allen is at this point of his in his career because yeah. of who DJ Moore is as a vertical separation X receiver who beats man coverage on the outside.
DJ Moore played on the outside 80% of his snaps in 2023. I don't know, Matt. I feel as if they would be better off, Chicago would, to your point, I think mix him around a little bit. I think we saw a little bit more of that in Carolina at times. And I really liked that when I saw DJ Moore kind of play inside, outside, and whether it's flanker, X, you know, slot. I think he's got the skill set to be able to play, as you mentioned, all three positions, those wide receiver positions. And because of that, I think that's when he becomes the most deadly version of himself, when they do move him around and they don't just try to pin him on the X.
Totally agree. I agree with you that I think he's a guy that, man, I complained a lot during his Carolina days about how the Matt Rhule coaching staff did not get enough out of DJ Moore in mm-hmm. yards after catch situations. And he got a lot more of those opportunities with the Bears last season, even on some non-traditional man coverage routes, because he was just – I go back to that Washington game on Thursday Night Football when he was like demolishing. And to be fair, Emmanuel Forbes got kind of taken to the woodshed by a lot of different people as a rookie, but like he was cutting up Washington in man coverage on curl routes and comeback routes and still getting yards after catch. So that is interesting to me. I think just, again, the cool part about this is, shoot, Shane Waldron's offense in Seattle, and I sometimes this annoyed me a little bit last year, but it was very strict, like 11 personnel, and we just asked these guys to just win ISO routes. I hope they use the middle of the field more than they did. I think they probably will with these receivers, because Keenan Allen, all those routes we talked about, in-breaking, intermediate, yeah. short routes, that's going to be part of his game. I think DJ Moore is great on those in-breaking, short and intermediate, and vertical routes as well. So I think that middle of the field will be more activated. But a lot of what we saw out of Shane Waldron last year in Seattle was a lot of ISO routes. And these are two guys that can win in isolation and are going to be tough to and like Keenan Allen's going to have a lot of one-on-one man coverage and zone coverage situations in the slot. Number one, because it's really difficult to double a slot receiver as it is. You have to really kind of bend and break your defensive rules. We talk about that a lot on the show. But because of who DJ Moore is out there, I mean, that is going to be a really hard situation for defense to account for. Like, so, shoot, you tell Keenan Allen to go up there and like run an option route on third down. I think he's going to be like a third down machine.
The last
point about this I would make too, about why I really like this trade, and you know, we'll see if they give him an extension, whatever. But like, I don't think trading a fourth round pick, you know, and when you're on that Effort rookie quarterback timeline, you know, giving Keenan Allen however much he's going to count against the cap this year, I don't think that has to take you out of taking a receiver at ninth overall. Like, if one of those guys, Roma Dunze, if he falls to number nine, like, I don't think you have to trade up for him right now, because which I thought maybe they would, but they only have four draft picks through the Bears, which is the Bears always seem to find themselves low on draft picks because they make a lot of trades, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's part of Ryan Poles' strategy. It was kind of part of the previous GM's strategy as well. But like, say one of those guys falls, and then you still have a hole at outside receiver. because your other receivers beyond DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, you know, they re-signed Dante Pettis, who's a special teamer. Velus Jones, that's not a thing. Tyler Scott, rookie last season, we didn't really see a lot from. Colin Johnson, who's like a career journeyman receiver. So there's still definitely a need for another outside receiver here. I think that might be, some people might call that overkill when you certainly have other needs on your roster. But again, I don't think Keenan Allen takes you out of the receiver business, and continuing to make a strength stronger is good when you can just continue. And Keenan Allen has an injury history, so having another guy in the building is probably a good idea.
I have always said this, and we talked about this when we were talking about the Jamar Chase, Penei Sewell back in the day. Make a strength stronger, and you force other teams to bend to you, right? We're not chasing this optimal roster construction where everything is balanced. Okay. We're not Thanos up in this bitch. Okay. It's like, we're not looking for balance. That's not how this works. Okay. If you look at the truly special teams in the NFL, in NFL history, it's not that they were good everywhere. It's that they were great somewhere. Right. So that's what you want, I think, from a roster build standpoint. And you just want to be competent everywhere else, okay? Be average everywhere else, but have a true strength, you know? And if Chicago makes this trade for Keenan Allen, they go get Caleb Williams, then they go and turn around and go get another wide receiver, you know, again, another high-level wide receiver. Turn that into a strength, man, and make other teams bend to you. That's what the good teams do, okay? They're not looking for balance up in this, you know? Come on, man. Like, so no, I'm all about it, man. Like, go all in. If you want to go, you want to get crazy with the pass game, let's get crazy with the pass game. That's what I want to see. So yeah, I would be very excited if they ended up doing that, you know? Just go crazy in the pass game and let's just get after it. That would be a lot of fun. Okay, so Chicago now, if you take a look at their overall offense, even if they don't make another high-level move at wide receiver, it's DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet, who I think has really flashed, right? And then DeAndre Swift, who they also picked up in the offseason here too. Man, I tell you what, this that my guy, that's a pretty good core if we're talking about an offense for Caleb Williams, man. That's not a bad core they've got in Chicago.
And their offensive line, that's another position, by the way. I know Braxton Jones has been a good player at left tackle, but, you know, if one of these tackles is at the ninth overall pick, there's a chance they could go there, right?
That's
certainly possible. So, but this is a line generally that they've invested in, that they've added players to. Darnell Wright was a first-round pick for them last year. So it's not a joke of an offensive line. Like, people look at Justin Fields' sack numbers, it's like that's more of a Justin Fields problem than a Bears offensive line problem, even if at times – this has not been a good offensive line. I think right now it's a better unit than it has been in previous seasons. So, this is a place where if you're a rookie quarterback, you should want to go to. I know that the Bears 100%. Have a horrible history with quarterbacks, right? They just ship off Justin Fields. I understand that. You know, it was Mitch Trubisky before him. This is a different front office. It's a different coaching staff, even down to like – the business side of the like Kevin Warren, former Big Ten commissioner, took over the business side. The whole team is different. So like, let's give them a chance here because they really have invested a lot. Like if you're, if you're not looking at the Chicago Bears as a rookie quarterback and thinking like, yeah, this is a team I could potentially come in here and hit the ground running with all of these weapons. And by the way, the defense again was good last year, man. That defense was cooking by the end of the season with Matt Eberflus. They bring him back. I think this is a team that's kind of, I'm not going to say that a rookie quarterback makes them a contender, but I do think it's a team that is ready to go with a rookie quarterback.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
By the way, you talk about the history of the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears, the only NFL team in history that has never had a quarterback throw for 4,000 yards in a single season. Yeah. Not a one. There they are. 4,000 yards, Matt. I'm like thinking about this now. It's like, it's crazy, right? Like, there's what? 4,000 yards. They've never had a 4,000 yard passer. That's nuts. I don't think anything of Jay Cutler, but I mean, how did Jay Cutler not have a 4,000 yard season at some point in his Bears tenure? It's been
rough. You said player they drafted. They didn't even draft Jay Cutler. So
that's a good point. They got him from Denver, right?
They got him from Denver. And I was going to say that's why the Justin Fields discourse had gotten so toxic on the internet. Just some of the things Bears fans like said about Justin Fields, you know, you guys don't get it. Like they're keeping Justin Fields. I mean, bro, no, they're not. They never were gonna. And like everybody could approach this with some sanity knew basically by like mid season when the Panthers were gonna be terrible that they were probably not keeping Fields and they were gonna take Caleb Williams first overall. Like that's just been obvious. In my opinion, it's been obvious for months, but I think the reason that it got so toxic was because like Justin Fields did two things that Bears quarterbacks like never do, which is show legitimate real flashes of high end upside.
Oh yeah.
And two, like Fields seemed to be super likable. Cause even Jay Cutler, like who did flash like high end upside, maybe not the most likable dude in the world. And then like Mitch Trubisky never flashed anything. You know what I'm saying? So that's why the Fields, cause like Fields had given Bears fans something they have never even like sniffed before.
That's a good point.
In terms of just pure hope at the position. Now I think Fields it was all hope. It wasn't any actualized like play to this point, which is reflective in obviously what he was traded for, but that's what I'm saying.
Like, look, we love Ryan. Okay, I think Ryan Poles done an excellent job this offseason, but dude, come on, man. This was a flat out like bomb. You can't trade Justin Fields for a sixth, man. Like that's crazy. That is insane. I mean, at this point in the offseason last year, you could have legitimately got a first round pick.
I don't agree with that, but that's
come on. Fine. Okay. Well, either way, they could have got. I'll tell you this: they could have got a hell of a lot more than a six-round pick. My God, there's just nothing. I can't. As a matter of fact, the compensation is so low. With the backup quarterback market the way that it is, I would have just said, Justin, we love you. You're going to be a backup, man. And if the opportunity presents itself, you'll get in there. But dude, you're going to be a backup right now. A high quality, low cost backup quarterback. You know what I mean? Because he's still on that rookie scale. I don't know. To trade him away for a six, to me, it just feels, that's a tough look.
Well, it is a conditional six. If he plays more than 51% of the snaps, right, it becomes a fourth next year, not in this draft. So there is that.
That's not going to happen, though.
Pittsburgh's going to keep it. Of course it could happen. Have you seen Russell Wilson play football the last 2 years? I know I'm going to get painted as like the biggest Russell Wilson hater on planet Earth, and I mean, that's fine, but it has just been like nuts to me that people Russell Wilson just starting week one and starting all season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay. I mean, the Steelers weren't even going to do that. Like, that's why they just traded for Justin Fields to give themselves some real insurance. I mean, Kenny Pickett was awful. And I told you, I've just been charting Deontay Johnson. I've been reminding myself of just how bad Kenny Pickett was. A lot of bad football you boys watched the last 36 hours, man. I mean, between the damn Commanders offense, the damn Falcons offense, the damn Steelers offense, that's a lot of bad quarterback play I've been watching here. Baby. And then Justin Herbert working with a bunch of goofballs at the outside receiver position. So I'm feeling a little spicy today. I'm just like, this whole Russell Wilson thing has been just driving me nuts a little bit. Like, that's why they bring in Justin Fields, I think, to give them some insurance here at the position. So it's very possible he could play 51% of snaps. Let's get that straight. But also, I do think the Bears were in a bad spot here more than people gave them credit for with the Fields thing, because everybody knew they were trading him. Like, everybody knew that. So they were a little bit like out. There was really no like leverage here for them. And even when Ryan Poles is kind of like at the combine, well, I don't know, we'll see it. Like, nobody bought it. He didn't have a real good, he just couldn't eat. No poker face was going to be good enough to bluff this hand, that they had to get rid of Fields. And I don't agree with you that I think it is an untenable situation to have him in the building at this point, because you see the reaction from players in the building. They love this guy. Like, I think you're inviting fraction, you're inviting division. Mm. That stuff sounds really good on paper, and I agree with you. It does sound great. Hey, Justin Fields, go be a backup quarterback, because you're clearly good enough to be a backup quarterback and probably a really good backup quarterback in the NFL, but you're just creating a lot of division, I think, potentially in your locker room with that. I think you got to give, and it's also fair to him too. And I think that part of me raises my eyebrows at this when people are so quick to tell you, like, yeah, they had a better offer on the table, but they wanted to do right by him. I do think they legitimately wanted to do right by him, though, and send him to a place where he could compete to start. And that's why he ends up in Pittsburgh.
We've been doing this too long. Teams don't care. Come on. Like, stop putting humanity on these teams, man. These teams are just a stone cold business, man. They don't care. Oh, my goodness. That's why I don't understand the whole, like, the Justin Fields rejected for trade offer. Like, who's putting that out there? Like, that's what I wanted. It's not like he's got a no trade clause. He's on a rookie deal, for God's sakes. Yeah. What the hell does that mean? It doesn't mean anything to me. I don't get that. I don't buy it. Let me just put it to you that way. I don't buy.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.